This is OMS Voices, an Amos podcast. I'm Bill Klaproth, and with me is Dr. Mark Egbert, who is here to discuss the broad scope of the OMS specialty. Dr. Egbert, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you, Bill, for having me. I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy that you're here. It's great to see you today. Let me ask you first, so explain to us, what is an OMS?
Well, OMS stands for oral maxillofacial surgeon. We are the experts in face, mouth, and jaw surgery.
And that encompasses a lot. I know there's a lot more to it than that, but that's basically the basis for what you do. Is that right?
That's correct.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
So then what is the difference between general practitioners and specialists?
Well, it's kind of like in the medical field where you have a family physician and then there are medical specialists. In dentistry, we have general dentists who provide regular dental care for patients, and then there are specialists. And oral and maxillofacial surgeons specialize in oral surgery, placing dental implants, treating TMJ disorders, removing impacted teeth, other dental alveolar surgeries that general dentists wouldn't want to do, and some more sophisticated things.
Absolutely. So the surgery end of this really is where the expertise comes in over a general dentist. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So what education then does an OMS complete to be qualified to treat the conditions you just mentioned?
Well, following dental school, an OMS completes a minimum of 4 to 6 additional years of surgical training in usually a hospital-based residency program. This makes an OMS a true surgical specialist of the dental field, able to perform advanced surgeries that can encompass the entire maxillofacial region.
So when someone has a bad accident and their face is damaged, if you will, car crash, whatever it is, bicycle accident, somebody breaks their jaw, some kind of a facial injury like that, that's generally when an OMS is called in, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. I spent the first 14 years of my career as a trauma surgeon in a level 1 trauma center.
So you saw all kinds of people come in with different types of facial injuries, I'm sure.
Motor vehicle crashes, gunshot wounds, multiple
right.
sources of injury.
Yeah. So then are there other specific procedures or treatments that an OMS performs?
Yes. OMS treat infections of the head and neck area. They treat pathologies, tumors, cancers, non-cancerous tumors. They do a lot of broad variety of things. We have dental implants that are placed for patients who have lost teeth to trauma or other reasons. We have corrective jaw surgery to improve facial proportions and to improve jaw relations and how people are able to chew and smile. And that in addition to treating facial trauma.
So it's interesting, even things like TMJ, you wouldn't ordinarily associate an OMS with TMJ, but you treat things like that, and you said infections and cancers, of course, dental implants. What about sleep apnea? You can help with that too, is that right?
That's correct. One of the most effective treatments for sleep apnea is increasing the size of the airway by moving the jaws.
So, Dr. Egbert, that's a lot of things that an OMS treats. How does someone know if they need an OMS?
Well, an oral maxillofacial surgeon can handle medical and dental issues ranging from simple tooth extraction to extensive facial reconstruction, treatment of oral cancer. So to find an OMS near you, learn about how the doctor can help improve and maintain your good oral health.
So Dr. Egbert, let me ask you this. Most people get referred to an OMS. Can you describe to us some examples when someone might go directly to an OMS?
Certainly, Bill. I think if your child needs their wisdom teeth managed, and that's been mentioned by the orthodontist and or the family dentist, going directly to an OMS is a perfectly natural thing to do.
Absolutely. Okay, well, that's good. And maybe some of the other conditions, such as TMJ, is that where someone might say, you know what, I want to go directly to an OMS?
Yeah, that's true also. You know, and dental implants,
okay.
People should think oral surgery when they need a dental implant.
Absolutely. So then where can someone learn more or find one in their area?
Well, there's a website called myoms.org that is a perfect place. There's a find a surgeon feature there. And it will help you find a board-certified, qualified oral and maxillofacial surgeon in your area.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for that. As we wrap up, Dr. Egbert, anything you want to add about the broad scope of the OMS specialty?
You know, when we think about specializing, everyone thinks that you're focusing down, your scope is getting narrower. Mm-hmm. That's really not the case. In oral and maxillofacial surgery, from becoming or being a dentist, then going on and getting specialized education and certification, the scope actually broadens tremendously. Involvement in craniofacial surgery, involvement in cancer surgery, care for patients with dental facial deformities, congenital issues, cleft lip and palate, sleep apnea, the temporomandibular joint that you've mentioned.
Yeah.
It's an amazingly broad scope of services that are provided by your oral and maxillofacial surgeon. And people should know about that.
Absolutely. Well, that's our mission here, is to educate the consumer on that. Certainly, as you have told us, not just oral surgery, but infections, cancers, dental implants, TMJ, wisdom teeth, all different types of things. Well, Dr. Egbert, thank you so much for your time. This has been a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you for having me, Bill.
Absolutely. And once again, that's Dr. Mark Egbert. And for more information and the full podcast library, please visit, as Dr. Egbert said, myoms.org. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels. And don't forget to subscribe. Thanks for listening.